This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the Doctrine of Truth. We want you to enjoy, sit back, relax, and be enlightened by the true word of God. With your host, Bishop Algie B. Poole, Jr.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you again. Welcome to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. Always happy to have you. My wife, Terry Poole, and I, we are always praying for your success in the Word of God. More Word, more God. More God, more Word. Father, we thank you right now, O God, in the name of Jesus, through your Holy Spirit. Touch, illuminate the minds of the listeners now. O God, bring them into a closer understanding of you. Lord, give them the desire to seek you out, O God, and live for you, and to ask help from you today, heal and deliver. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen, amen. God bless you. Welcome again. This is the resurrection season. This is one of the highest times. There's no other time that Christians can rejoice and look for the victory and hope, because Jesus rose from the dead. One of the greatest examples of Christianity, physical here on the earth, is the church. Jesus brought the church, worshipers of him that follow him. When they ark of safety, they come to the church, and the elders and the ministers, amen. That is the inheritance, and the believers. I read one of the examples of a pastor will make an example about when Jesus went back to heaven. One of the angels asked him, say, Father, what's going to happen now with all your work that you've been doing the last 3 years or 33 years? And he said, I left it in the hands of the elders, of the human beings. And the question was, you're not coming back? You're not going to do anything to them? They met. He said, no. I left it in the hands of the elders at the church. So the church, where God sent, and the resurrection is not only victorious for us, those that believe us, but it's all the assurance of Jesus died for our sins and he rose, amen, to give us victory of eternal life. And that's why it's so essential now. Christ died for our sins and he rose again. And that's what Paul was saying. If you don't believe that, we're still in our sin. There's no other religious group can promise eternal life, amen, in the same form, in the same likeness, but Jesus Christ. He promised us life ever, life after death, amen. We don't die no more once we're water baptized, amen, because we die and rose up in his likeness. But Jesus Christ, amen, today and forevermore is still alive. We have an enemy that's trying to distract and trying to destroy, amen, this holiday, this tradition that man is bringing forth. I'm going to read a part of Mark, the 7th chapter, an amplified version of the Bible. And we're going to have Mother Poole to read Matthew 15, 3 through 6. Amen. We're going to be talking about traditions of men. Notice what Jesus said about man's doctrine, man's tradition. The Amplified says, 7th chapter of the book of Mark, and the Pharisees and some of the scribes came from Jerusalem and gathered around him. And they had seen that some of his disciples ate their bread with ceremonially impure hands, that is, unwashed, and defiled according to the Jewish religious ritual. For the Pharisees and all the Jews did not eat unless they carefully washed their hands, holding firmly to the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they cleanse themselves completely according to the ritual. And there are many other things, oral, man-made laws and tradition, handed down to them, which they followed generously, such as the washing of cups, pitchers, and copper utensils. So the Pharisees and scribes asked Jesus, "Why do your disciples not live their lives according to the tradition of the elders, but instead eat their bread with ceremonially unwashed hands?" He replied, "Rightly did Isaiah properly prophesy, you hypocrites, played actors, pretenders, as it is written in Scripture, 'These people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. They worship me in vain. They worship a meaningless and worthless, a pretense, teaching the precepts of the men of doctrine, giving their tradition equal weights with the Scripture. You disregarded and neglected the commandments of God and cling faithfully to the tradition of men." Amen. He also said to them, "You are an expert at setting aside and not notifying the commandments of God in order to keep your man-made tradition and regulation." Amen. I'm going to read. They had a ceremony, the Pharisees. They washed their cups, they washed their hands. It was a ceremony. Amen. It wasn't about a cleansing of the germs of being, amen, proper during the time. No, it was a ceremony. Okay, let's see what Mark says in Amplified. King James?
You want Matthew 15.
Matthew 15, yes.
Starting at verse 3. "But he answered and said unto them, Why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, Honor thy father and mother, and he that curses father or mother, let him die the death. But you say, Whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, It is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have you made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. You hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, This people draw nigh unto me with their mouth, and honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And verse 9, but in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men."
All right. The many things that we do and we accept, we have an enemy. And this is very important. Starting in the Garden of Eden, amen, deception. Jesus said in the last days of Matthew 24th chapter, say, "Be not deceived. Be not deceived." Amen. Don't be sidetracked of the truth. And so what we have, we're going to read a little bit concerning the false doctrine and false teaching that's going on now in this holiday time. And Terry, read what you have there.
So in the Bible Dictionary.
Bible Dictionary, right.
Unger's Bible Dictionary, the definition of Easter says the Passover, and so translated in every passage excepting intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Acts 12:4. In the earlier English versions, Easter had been frequently used as the translation of Pascha. At the last revision, Passover was substituted in all passages but this. The word Easter is of Saxon origin. Estra, the goddess of spring, in whose honor sacrifices were offered about Passover time each year. By the 8th century, Anglo-Saxons had adopted the name to designate the celebration of Christ's resurrection.
This time of year, we see the baby Christians, we're concerned about as well as those that have not given up, told the old life to come into the new life of Christ. Amen. Paul said, "All things are passed away. Behold, all things becoming new." And it's so important to understand, if there's no resurrection, if you don't believe in resurrection, Paul said in Romans 10 and 9, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God brought Jesus from the dead. When Jesus came up, God reached down and brought him up from the dead. Gehenna also, amen, he brought him up from the dead. Your forgiveness is assured. He died for the sins of the world, and he rose into the assurance that you have eternal life. He forgave you. He rose up to show you in the same body that he wasn't lying. Thomas was having that problem. Thomas said, "No, it can't be now. It can't be that nobody had been recorded coming from the dead with the same like body. Something wrong with here." And Jesus came came through the wall during that time and showed Thomas. And Thomas said, "Oh, my Lord and my God." We are in this season where you have so much going on with this time of year. The world is buying new clothes, new dresses. Amen. I don't know what happened. Amen. What kind of Easter bunnies, what kind of rabbits they got coming out. Well, you might be able to explain it to me. Why? Where did you get these bunnies from that they're able to lay eggs?
But what? Well, I never saw it, but anyway. That's the commercial, that Reese's peanut butter egg. And the Cadbury bunny hopping across. Those are chocolate eggs. I don't know. That's the thing. It's all distraction, and people have to understand. That's why the Bible says, come out from among them. Come out of the world. And these traditions and doctrines of men, and get into the Bible. It will change your life. To keep running, you have to grow in the Spirit, grow in Jesus, grow in the Word. Come up out of the old person. They died. That's what it says. You got baptized. The old you died. And Jesus loves you so much that he died for you to be new. God wants to make the new you great. Let go of it. Start teaching your kids early about Jesus, how Jesus lives, and you won't have to hide eggs. You might dye them and eat them. Okay, that's fine, but it's not. You have to disconnect from the distraction of all of this commercialism and all this, you know, just this outward Easter. Here in 2024, you can change. You can change how you celebrate the resurrection of the Christ. You can change it. You can change it to back to what it's supposed to be. It is about Jesus, that he lives. Show somebody in your life how Jesus lived. You have to affect. You have to be effective. Effective to your family by letting them know Easter is about Jesus being raised from the dead by God. Not about the Easter bunny hopping by, leaving a gift, leaving eggs around, real eggs, plastic eggs with money, chocolate eggs, chocolate bunnies. It doesn't have that. It's disconnect that from the resurrection in your family as soon as you can. And no better time than now to start.
Amen. The children, you find children of other faith, amen, they can tell you quick, "Oh, no, my faith, no, I don't believe in that." And when it come down to the saints, come down to Christians, we feel that we're going to be offending someone not knowing, amen, you're taking that away from your resurrection. You're taking that away from your rapture. You're taking your faith away. Little by little, amen, the world is slowly telling you, amen, in your subconscious that, oh, and this is the thing, nobody will rise from the dead. Nobody can rise from the dead. What do you think it would be? It's abomination, insult, and somebody walk up to you and say, you know, when Jesus rose from the dead, if there was a big old Easter bunny up there, wasn't no farmer, it wasn't no angel standing, it was a big old bunny standing up there talking about, oh, he's gone. And had all the eggs around his tomb. That should have been an insult. It's an insult. Amen. Your life depending, your new life depending that Jesus rose from the dead. That is what you pin. That's why you're saying now, I have healing because Jesus took those stripes on the back.
Yes, Lord.
Before he died. I have healing right now. That's my faith. Now faith. That's where now come in. I have faith now because Jesus took all those stripes. 39 stripes, save one. He took all those stripes on my back. So when you confess, I'm healed, and the Holy Spirit will start working with you, telling you what to eat, how to rest, showing you the parts of that natural body, amen, being affected, amen. And you say that, well, I'm saved. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and this time of year is the highest time, and all you see around you is Easter stuff, Easter bunny stuff, Easter bunny this, Easter bunny that. And not knowing, amen, this is the spring coming in, the springtime of the year, where all the fertility gods, that's what the eggs are dealing with, fertility, amen, the new birth, amen, new life. But God give us new life. God give us. So this salvation is in the resurrection. Salvation is in the resurrection. The rapture is in the resurrection. Because he lived, he's alive, he's not dead. Isaiah 5 said, be careful. In the book of Isaiah, the 5th chapter, talks about, amen, be careful how you label things today. Be careful how you talk about what you see and try to label it. In Isaiah the 5th chapter and 20th verse said, woe unto them that call evil good, and good evil, that put darkness for light, and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes, and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine, and men of strength to middle strong drinks. We have to be careful. You see something, oh, it's good, that's all right. Because the children want, I'm just trying to help the children. You're not trying to help the children. You just have not grown spiritually matured enough to call idolatry, idolatry. One of the commandments, that's why Jesus said, the commandments of men, you put God commandments to none of the tradition that put God commandments to none effect. Because of tradition of men. One of the first commandments, not only Israel, born to Israel, our God was one God, but he said, thou shalt have no other gods. No other God. It's a God that you put in before the bunny rabbit, the eggs. You put that before God, thou shalt have no mean no, N-O, before God. How is that happening? How's that happening? Because it's a distraction.
Yes.
The tricks of the devil. The tricks of the
and
devil.
That's why there's so much doubt.
Yes.
We have to pray and ask God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, to remove all doubt. Like the man said, Jesus, I believe, help my unbelief. There's so much going on that is opposite. Scriptures twisted. People are
the kids see one adult doing this and another one doing that, and they all come out the church together, they're confused. And then they ask you a question and you don't know how to answer it. It is in your best interest that when you become saved, to do all you can, to learn all you can about Jesus. Habakkuk says, the knowledge of Jesus shall cover the earth as the waters covers the seas. You have to get to know Jesus so you can tell everybody about him. And the first people you need to tell are your children. Train up a child. You have to tell them early about Jesus. Like he said, other religions do it. You see we don't celebrate birthdays. We don't celebrate this stuff. You have to teach them early so when they get to school and they trying to tease them about it, it won't bother them. Because that's the main argument. Oh, I don't want my kids coming home because they got teased about. We got to stop. It says boldly, the boldness. When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, receive power. We have power and we have to start using it. We have to boldly speak the truth of Jesus, that he lived, he died, and God raised him from the dead. And that will, if you live like that and you speak like that, that will help the people around you, your family, your co-workers, your neighbors. They will start knowing that they don't have to have doubt that Jesus is real. Jesus lives because he lives in you and me.
Amen. Amen. He lives. He lives. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Don't be ashamed that Jesus rose from the dead.
That's right.
I'm not ashamed to tell people my sins are forgiven me through Jesus Christ. Man might not forgive you, but God has forgiven you.
Thank you, Lord.
He gave you a new slate on life. Amen. He wants us to stay here and be a witness to others, because there are some that so bombarded with political situations, family traditions, sororities, amen, rituals, trying to get ahead in life, and they forget about their soul. Forget about their soul. The Holy Spirit is real. The church is here because of the Spirit of God, amen, leading and guiding people in the truth. You ought to be listening to this program. Amen. You was led by the Spirit of God to listen to this program.
Thank you, Lord.
Maybe you never heard about how the resurrection means so much to your spiritual walk. Maybe you never understood that your prayers constantly every day, 1 John 4:4 say, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Amen. Maybe you never heard that. That God is in you constantly listening, and he cares for you. That's why Paul says your salvation is even in your mouth. Amen. It's nigh thee. You can confess. You can confess your healing constantly, constantly saying, I'm healed. I'm healed. I believe in Jesus constantly. I believe in Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Amen. Yes, there is so much going on. You can't follow the crowd. Crowd is being deceived. Amen. You can be in the crowd. You know for yourself. You can be sitting around and feeling just lonely and feeling just lost, feeling that there's no friend for you. Many families and children and young adults have not that inner peace. But God come that you might have life. You might have it more abundantly. That being here on earth as well as hereafter. He comes, Jesus said, peace I give unto you. Like John 14, not as the world give it, but I give it unto you. Amen. You can find that peace in your heart today. Yes, we live in the world, but we don't have to be of the world. Yes, God wants us, amen, to be witnesses to him. People might not even know the church. What about the church? Maybe they have heard so much distraction and lies and deception that they don't want to have nothing to do with church.
Oh.
You can hear people that you talk to people,
yeah.
Oh, you find and say, well, why won't you come to my church? Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, no, no. I don't have the clothes. I've been there. My uncle been there. Everybody been there. Churches that fight. All they want is my money. Their time.
Oh, church is full of hypocrites.
Church is full of hypocrites. Amen. So what is you? What about you today? Is the resurrection real to you? Has it been real to you? But you need confirmation. We pray maybe that this program is confirmation to you. But when you ride by a church, amen, maybe the people in there have hurt you. Problems have arose. And you say, no, I'm not going back. I'm not listening. Amen. This program is for you. Amen. Then you know God said you need to assemble. You need to assemble. You have to assemble. The world is assembling. They go to games. They go to parties. Amen. They have problems. Amen. The book of Revelation, those seven churches, they had problems. When you assemble with people, amen, that there are problems there. There are babes in Christ there. There are mature, perfect people there in Christ. Amen. But that has nothing to do with you. Amen. You have to find Jesus Christ in your heart for what? Going to heaven. Resurrection. Resurrection is the highest time. It's the highest you can go for Christianity. Our belief is based on Jesus rising from the dead. He's coming back. He's coming back. Amen. He's coming back. So we thank God that He's given us time. Those that have not accepted Him truly, amen, have some kind of doubt. Mother Poole said there's some doubts. I never heard this religion down. I never heard about this temple saying about their God. Yes, that's a part of the gospel message. That Jesus is alive. He's not dead. He's not dead. He's alive. He's alive.
He's alive. That's right. And that's why worship is a lifestyle. Praise is a lifestyle. Prayer is a lifestyle. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Present your body a living sacrifice. And by do not be conformed, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You must delete all of that old stuff that people said that's not even in the Bible. All that hurt, all that pain, because Jesus died for that. Get rid of that. Get rid of that old stuff out of your mind. Get the enemy, all the abuse out of your mind. You are beautiful, fearfully and wonderfully made. You don't have a spirit of fear. You have power. And you can do it. You can run on in Jesus' name and help so many other people. Nobody wants to die a horrible burning death, suffering like Jesus. That's why He did it, so we wouldn't have to do it. So we have to accept it. We have to embrace it. We have to take the love that God gives. God is love. Take the love. Feel the love. He's giving it freely. All you have to do is take it. Don't let nobody turn you around. Live for Jesus. Live for God.
Amen. Amen. Live for Jesus. Live for God. We know what we're saying today. It takes time.
Yes.
That's what the church is about. Go assemble yourself together. You have a purpose. You go down to the grocery store, you know you're going there for food. Stop at the service station, you know you're going there for gas. Amen. So you find a Bible-believing church, amen, that you know somebody you know living for Christ. Go visit. Just don't leave yourself out. Amen. But don't be conformed to this. All of this happening now, this time of the season. You don't have to go buy clothes and shoes. No, go take your heart, take your sins, and cast them on Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah,
Christ.
Yes.
Father, we thank you right now.
Thank you, Lord.
God, for the listeners.
Yes.
Oh, God, we thank you through the Holy Spirit. Touch
yes.
the mind
One
of
touch.
Those that thought they was not able, oh, God, to live for you. But give them power through the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, touch to heal right now.
Right now,
they
one
confess
touch.
They heal. They're confessing it, God, because Jesus, you died before you went to the grave. Healing is theirs. Healing is theirs. Salvation is theirs. You rose from the dead. Their sins are forgiven.
Ooh.
Amen. Their sins are forgiven.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we thank you for that. Oh, God, because you're risen. You are risen, amen, and the world can't take it away. Until next time. God bless you. Have a Jesus real day.
Thank you so much for your time today. We hope it was well spent. Joshua 1:8 says, "Read and meditate on the word day and night, and be careful to do what is written in it, and your way will prosper and be successful." We want you all to be successful in the Word of God. If you would like to send your prayer request or questions, they're welcome at thedoctrineoftruth@gmail.com. And if it has been a blessing to you and you would like the true word of the gospel to continue to be spread all over the world, we welcome your donations at P.O. Box 2338, Tallahassee, Florida 32316. God bless you.